Very good morning to you.
各位早上好。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest event in human history.
人类最大的事件就是主耶稣基督的复活。
Jesus Christ is the most important person in human history.
人类历史最重要的人物就是基督耶稣。
We divide our calendar by him.
我们以他来分别我们的日历。
B.C. before Christ.
B.C. 就代表着主耶稣之前。
And A.D. Anno Domini, the year of the Lord.
拉丁文字 Anno Domini, A.D. 就是主后的意思。
We devote the first day of the week to remembering his resurrection.
我们以这一天，就是每周的第一天，来纪念他的复活。
Today, on Easter Day,
今天复活节，
we especially remember the pivotal day when Jesus won heaven for us by his resurrection from the dead.
这是这一天的要点，因为主耶稣已为我们争取天堂的盼望。
That is why we come for worship every Sunday.
这就是这个原因，我们每主日来到这个圣所来敬拜。
Because Jesus is alive.
因为我们的主耶稣基督活着。
Death is the greatest impasse for mankind.
人类不能够逃避死亡。
Man is born to die.
人出生就要死。
None can escape.
没有人能逃避。
10 out of 10.
十位都要面对死亡。
All must die.
所有的人都要死。
But for the Christian, we are born again to live forevermore.
至于基督徒，我们重生乃要永远活着。
When a Christian dies,
当基督徒死了，
the Bible tells us that he is asleep.
圣经说他是睡了的。
One day when Christ returns, he will awake again.
当耶稣再来的时候，他并要醒过来。
On Resurrection Sunday, we rekindle the hope of eternal life in our hearts.
我们在这复活的主日里头，在主里的这个永生的盼望，在我们的心里再一次的照亮起来。
This past 2 weeks, I've witnessed 2 deaths.
这两个星期里面，我见证了两宗死亡的事情。
My heart was sobered.
我的心醒悟了。
The Bible says it is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting.
圣经说，往遭丧的家去。强如往宴乐的家去。
In the wake, I saw the reality of life, or may I say the reality of death.
在这追思礼拜里头呢，我看到这个死亡，或者说生命的真实。
Death is indeed frightening if you don't know the living Savior.
若不认识救主，死亡是可怕的。
But dear friends, we want you to come and see the reality of the resurrection.
亲爱的朋友，我们今早来看这个复活的真实。
This is God's only solution to man's greatest problem.
这是我们人类问题得解决的方法。
The resurrection is victory over death.
这主耶稣的复活胜过死亡。
Not hell, but heaven is the victory cry of the resurrection.
这个胜利的号召是天堂，属于天堂的。
This is the victory cry of Resurrection Sunday.
这也是我们今天复活的主日的号召。
When Christ rose from the dead.
当我们的救主耶稣复活了。
Death has lost its sting.
失去了它的毒钩。
As in Adam all dies.
就像在亚当里，众人都死了。
Even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
在基督里众人都要复活。
Jesus said to you.
耶稣向你说
，Because I live，
因为我活着
，Ye shall live also，
你们也要活着。
So there are 2 thoughts that we want to consider this morning. I want you to see from the reading what we must do.
今早的讲道分成两段，我们要从今早的读经里头要看到我们应该做的事。
We must come and see verse 1 to 6.
我们读经的经文第一到第六章，我要分段为来看。
And verse 7 to 10, go and tell.
第七到第十节，我要分段为去。 船。
Come and see the empty tomb.
来看这空的坟墓。
Go and tell of the resurrected Christ.
去传那复活的救主。
Come and see, go and tell.
来看去传。
The scene opens before us at the end of the Sabbath.
我们看这一幕是从这安息日后开始的。
The Jewish Sabbath is our Saturday.
那犹太人的安息日是在我们的礼拜六。
The Jewish day starts at 6 a.m. in the morning.
犹太人的一天是在早晨六点钟开始。
And it ends at 6 a.m. the next day.
那就在各天的早晨六点钟结束一天的时间。
So when the text tells us the end of Sabbath, it's telling us that it was a daybreak on our Sunday.
那当圣经说到是安息日的将近，乃是讲到我们这个礼拜天的早晨。
Friday was the first day.
星期五是第一天。
Saturday is the second day.
那星期六是第二天。
And this is the dawning of the third day, the day of resurrection.
这是第三天的早晨，就是复活的早晨。
In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre.
马太福音第二十八章第一节。安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。
We see the lead character of our drama, Mary Magdalene.
我们看这复活的主角，除了耶稣，还有两位玛利亚。
Who is Mary Magdalene?
首先，我们来看莫大拉的玛利亚到底她是谁呢
？She's a simple folk from Galilee.
她是一位民间的夫人。
Why is she special?
为什么她有如此的特别呢
？Mark chapter 16 verse 9 tells us why she's special.
马可福音第十六章第九节告诉我们有关莫大拉玛利亚的事情。
Mark chapter 16 verse 9 tells us.
马可福音第十六章第九节。
Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils.
在七日的第一日清早，耶稣复活了，就先向莫大拉的玛利亚显现。耶稣从她身上曾赶出七个鬼。
She was the first person whom Jesus appeared to after his resurrection.
她是第一位目睹耶稣复活的事。
Isn't it a great privilege?
这是何等宝贵的一件事情。
So we want to look at this woman. Why God has bestowed upon her such great privilege?
为什么神会赐给她这样的特权呢？
Mary Magdalene has been following Jesus ever since Jesus healed.
自从耶稣医治她之后，玛利亚，莫大拉的玛利亚就一直的跟从耶稣。
What was her problem?
她的问题是什么呢
？She was under demonic bondage.
她受到魔鬼的这捆绑。
Seven demons possessed her.
圣经说有七个鬼在她身上。
Life was a living hell for her.
对她来讲，生活就像人间的地狱。
Jesus saved her.
但耶稣拯救了她。
Jesus chased away the demons.
耶稣把恶鬼赶出去。
Healed her.
医治了他
She had suffered much.
他受尽了多的苦
Now she rejoiced much.
现在他能够多的喜乐
Jesus returned her sanity.
主耶稣医治了他使他恢复精神上的正常
And so she was full of love for her Lord.
因此他全心的爱他的主
She was a burdened soul.
以前他带有许多的负担
，and Jesus came to her.
耶稣来到他的生命
，Jesus relieved her of her burden.
主耶稣释放了他。
Have you come this morning with some burden in your heart?
请问今天你带着负担来到主面前吗
？Jesus says to you, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
主耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我要给你得安息。”
Mary Magdalene loved much because she was healed of much.
因为抹大拉 的玛利亚得到完全的医治，因此她也能够完全的爱她的主。
So she was the first to come on this daybreak to remember her Lord.
在复活的那一个早晨，她先来到坟墓。
And the Gospel of Mark and Luke records for us that these ladies brought spices and perfumes to anoint Jesus.
在马可福音和路加福音，圣经告诉我们，他带了香料和香膏来膏耶稣的身体。
Anointing the body was a sign of love, devotion, and respect.
这用香膏膏身体是爱的象征。
And bringing spices to the tomb would be like us bringing flowers to the grave today.
带香料到这个坟墓，就像我们今天带花到坟墓一样。
We do not pray to the dead.
我们不是向死的人来敬拜。
We recount God's goodness in their lives.
但是我们要因着神在他们身上的恩惠来感谢
神。How their legacy follows them.
因为他们的生命跟从着他们。
Mary Magdalene has much to thank God for.
抹大拉的玛利亚有许多事要来感谢。
That's why she was there even before the break of dawn.
就是这个原因，在这清早呢，她到了坟墓。
You know, dawn is the darkest hour of the night.
这个清早呢，是讲到天还没有亮的时候。
Mary Magdalene was delivered from the greatest darkness in her life.
这抹大拉的玛利亚呢，从最黑的黑暗里头得到释放。
She was delivered from the power of the devil.
她从魔鬼的权势下得到释放。
She could not do it herself.
她不能够靠自己而做这样的事。
No human can help her.
也没有人能够帮她。
But then she met Jesus that wonderful day.
在那美好的一天，她遇见了主耶稣。
Who is Jesus?
谁是主耶稣？
Why is he special?
为什么他如此的特别？
Because he is God.
因为他是上帝。
He has the power to heal you.
他有能力来医治你。
To make your life right.
而使到你归正。
And he has made the life of Mary Magdalene fragrant.
他使到抹大拉的玛利亚的生命能够发出馨香的气味。
That's why she can say life was worth the living.
因此她说生命值得活下去。
Because Jesus lives.
因为耶稣活着。
She received new life in Christ.
她在基督耶稣里得到新的生命。
Abundant and free.
这丰盛的生命，自由的生命。
What glories shine, what joys are mine.What wondrous blessings I see.
使到我能够看到如此奇妙的福气。
My sins, with it, my past with its sin.
我以前的罪恶。
The searching and strife.
寻求在以挣扎里头。
Forever gone.
完全的过去。
There's a bright new dawn.
现在有一个有新的一天临到。
For in Christ I have found new life.
在基督里我找到新的生命。
That's why dawn wasn't the darkest hour for Mary Magdalene.
因此对抹大拉的玛利亚来说，那一天的清晨并不是最黑暗的。
Because the light of Christ shone brightly in her heart.
因为主耶稣基督的亮光光照着。
The love of Christ burned strongly in her heart.
这主耶稣基督的亮光在她的心里头大大的发亮光。
She has found new life.
她找到新的生命。
And everyone could see the difference in Mary Magdalene's life.
所有的人都能够看到她生命的改变。
She's now devoted to love and serve her Lord.
她是完全的归向主来爱与侍奉她。
What about us?
那我们每个人呢？
What has Jesus done for you?
主耶稣为你做了什么？
And what are you doing for him?
那你也为他做些什么？
If you have new life in Christ,
如果你在基督耶稣里有新的生命，
you should be loving and serving him to the limit of your capacity.
那你要尽心尽力的来侍奉他，爱他。
Daily witnessing to the power of his resurrection.
天天见证他复活的大能。
Is this your testimony?
请问这是你的见证吗？
Mary Magdalene was such a one.
莫大拉的玛利亚是这样的一位人。
She was a simple woman folk.
她是一位简单的民间妇女。
Mary's gratitude to Christ was seen in action.
我们看到玛利亚以行动来表明她的感恩。
She owed much.
她欠得多。
Gave much.
她也愿意给多。
Loved much.
她被爱多。
Served much.
所以她也愿意的完全
来侍奉。When we have been forgiven much.We also know how to love much.
当我们知道神他有多少的赦免我们，我们也会以多的爱来爱他。
But we realize that many times we fail the law.
当很多时候我们觉悟我们失败了，亏欠了主。
It is in such a time like this that we come before God to confess and to repent of our sin.
就在这样的情况里头，我们需要来到主的面前认我们的罪。
That we may begin afresh this Resurrection Sunday.
我们可以在这复活的主日里头有一个新的开始。
This is Mary Magdalene for our learning.
我们要在莫大拉的玛利亚这件事情上学习功课。
Why are you here this morning?
你今天来到圣殿的原因是什么？
You come because God is good to you.
我们来因为神他恩待了我们。
You come to give thanks to the goodness of God.
我们因着上帝的恩慈来感恩。
You want to give thanks for your Savior who has saved you by His resurrection from the dead.
我们要因我们救主他救赎我们的灵魂，他从死里复活而来感恩。
That's why you come.
就是这个原因，我们来到他的面前。
And we can say.With the hymn and what Reverend Lim has said to us, Hallelujah.
那我们可以同唱刚才我们所唱的一首诗歌，那每一个歌词呢都有这一句话 ，Hallelujah.
Perhaps you are coming to see.
今天你是来观察。
Praise God.
感谢神带你来到我们当中。
It is not by accident that you are here.
我相信你的来，你的到来不是偶然的一件事。
It's God's appointment for you.
是神与你的约会。
Jesus wants to meet with you.
因为主耶稣要你遇到他。
Our story also tells us there is the other Mary.
那我们的圣经的记载提到另一位玛利亚。
But we will not dwell on the other Mary.
但我们不会用时间来看这位
玛利亚。It is enough to say that.There were a gathering of some women folk at Jesus' tomb.
总结的来说，当天在耶稣的坟墓里呢，有好几位妇人。
They were those who were burning for the Lord.
他们为主发光。
And Mary Magdalene was the special one.
但，一个特别的人物就是莫大拉的玛利亚。
She came and she saw.
她来，她看见了。
So our text tells us, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake.
马太福音第二十八章第一和第二节这样的告诉我们说，安息日将近七天的头一日，天快亮的时候。莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。第二节，忽然
in the land.
第二节说，忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上降下，把石头滚开，坐在上面。当天不是平静的一天。
Do you know that this is the 2 days ago there was just a big earthquake on Friday at 3 p.m. when Jesus gave up the ghost.
若你看圣经的话，在耶稣把灵魂交托给父的时候，那时有地震。
The Bible tells us that the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. Matthew 27:51.
那在马太福音第27章51节告诉我们，忽然殿里的幔子从上到下裂开两半，地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
This was significant.
这是使人注目的一件事情。
No longer do we have to bring animals for sacrifice to receive forgiveness of our sins.
因为从此我们再不需要带这个供物或者动物来献上，使我们得罪的赦免。
The rending of the veil proclaimed the termination and passing away of the ceremonial law.
那幔子分成两边呢，告诉我们这旧约礼仪的律法呢已经解去了。
Opening the way of salvation for all mankind through the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross.
为我们开了这个救恩的道路，借着耶稣在十字架上所成全的工作。
When we confess our sins,
当我们认我们的罪，
He's faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
他是信实的，是公义的，必赦免我们的罪，并洁净我们一切的不义。
So there was an earthquake just 2 days before.
在两天之前，我们看到有一次的地震。
This is the record of the second earthquake.
所以在我们的读经文里头呢，是记载第二次的地的大震动。
So this first proclaimed the death of Christ.
这告诉我们耶稣的死。
The second earthquake is resurrection.
第二个大地震，是与耶稣的死有关系。第二次的大地震呢，是与他的复活有关系。
Earthquakes are frightening.
那地震是很可怕的一件事。
There was a great movement on resurrection ground that day.
在这个复活的地方呢，有一个大的地震。
And our text tells us that an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door of the sepulchre and sat upon it.
那圣经告诉我们，有主的使者从天上降下，把石头滚开，然后坐在石头的上面。
His countenance was as lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men.
这位使者的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪，看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
Remember, the guards were especially appointed by Pilate.And the chief priests and the Pharisees to guard the sealed tomb so that no one can go in or go out.
比拉多和这个大祭司他们分派了这个看守的人看守坟墓的这个进口。
Now the tomb was open and they could do nothing about it.
这时候坟墓开了，看守的人却不能够做什么。
The Bible says that they did shake and became as dead men.
圣经告诉我们，他们浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。
When the door of the tomb, the great stone that sealed the tomb was rolled open, rolled away by the angel, there was no corpse there.
当这个使者把封住坟墓口的那大石头滚开的时候呢，里面却没有耶稣的身体。
And so the women folk were being enlightened by the angel. What has happened?
这个天使呢，为耶稣不在的事情解释了。
Verse 5.
第五节。
And the angel said and answered unto the woman, Fear ye not, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified.He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay.
天使对妇人说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
Come and see.
来看。
The verb come is a command.
这来在原文里头呢是一个命令式的字。
We are to do so continuously.
因此我们要常常的来。
the angel of the Lord commanded the women to come and see.
那使者吩咐夫人要来常常的来看。
And the other verb to see is a slightly different grammatical connotation.
看，在圣经的原文里头呢是不同的。
It has to emphasize the action.
这看着重在他的举动。
The action of seeing.
就是看的举动。
And it is interesting also that this tense is used because it tells us that it is that one vision that would capture the heart forever.
这个字告诉我们，那一幕就是看的一次，有很大的效果。
If you have seen the resurrected Christ and you have seen that he is risen, it will change your life forever.
若你有看到主耶稣他的复活的话，这会使到你的生命有完全的改变。
But you must continuously come.
但你需要常常来到主的面前。
Meaning we must not forget what God has done through his Son.
换句话说，我们不可忘记神透过他儿子所做的。
The stone was not rolled back so that Jesus could get out.
耶稣不是。耶稣的出来不是因着大石头被滚开的。
But others could get in and see that Jesus has indeed risen from the dead.
而是要使他人能够进到空的坟墓，看到主耶稣已经复活。
Just as he has promised.
他复活就照着他先前所说的。
Jesus Christ died that day not as a martyr to a failed cause.
那主耶稣当日他的死不是因为殉职而死，
nor is it an example of love，
也不是因为要显出爱的这个榜样，
but Jesus died to take away the punishment of our sins，
他的死是为了要除去我们本应该因着犯罪而得的惩罚。
That was a debt we could not pay.
这是我们所不能够偿还的债。
As the old saying teaches us.
就像古老的一句话说。
He came to pay a debt he didn't owe.
他来是要付一个债，他没有欠的债。
Because we owed a debt we couldn't pay.
乃是因为我们人欠债。而不能够偿还。
That's why the angel of the Lord told Joseph.
因此，这个使者对约瑟说
，During the time when Jesus was born.
当耶稣诞生的时候所说的话。
Matthew 1:21 it says, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins."
你要称他的名为耶稣，因为他要将他的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
What is the name? What does the name Jesus means?
耶稣此名的意思是什么
？Jesus means Savior,
救主的意思。
Listen to the words of Scripture.
请听圣经所说的话。
In Isaiah 53, verse 5 and 6, a prophecy that was given 600 years before Jesus came.
在以赛亚书53:5-6呢，是一句在耶稣诞生前600年所预言的一句话。
To prophesy what Jesus would do for us，
预言到耶稣将要为我们成全的事情。
But he was wounded for our transgressions; he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him.And with his stripes, we are healed.
以赛亚书53:5，那知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因为他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因为他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
All we like sheep have gone astray; we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
第六节告诉我们说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华 使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
And another passage of scripture tells us, For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
在另一处的经文，圣经说，神使那无罪的替我们成为有罪，还叫好叫我们在他面前成为神的义。
2 Corinthians 5:21
记载在哥林多后书第五章二十一节。
So today, if you are bound by the shackles of sin, Jesus is asking you to come and see.
今天你需要来看，倘若你是被罪所捆绑的。
Children addicted to computer games.
若你因这好玩这个电脑的游戏。
Youths addicted to pornography.
或看色情的电影。
Men and women in bondage to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
人受这个这眼目的情欲、身体的情欲捆绑的。
Jesus is bidding you come and see.
主耶稣他在呼召你来看。
There is a way out.
有逃脱的机会。
Today, if you are fearful of death.
若你惧怕死亡
，Come and see，
你需要来看。
Perhaps there's some sickness that has afflicted you。
若你身上有病痛的话
，And doctors may not have a solution for you，
而医生没有医治的方法
，Come to Jesus，
请来到主耶稣。
He is a great physician，
他是大医生。
He is able to help you，
他能够帮助你。
And today, if you are feeling down and overwhelmed with the cares of life,
若你是忧闷的，因为你生活上有许多的挂虑，
Jesus is asking you to come and see.
你需要来看。
Come and see the one who is alive and who is interceding for you.
来看这位活着为我们常常代祷的主。
Come and see the risen Savior.
来看这位复活的救主
，Who is coming back for you？
有一天他要回来。
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were asked to witness the empty tomb。
抹大拉的玛利亚和其他的那一位玛利亚来见证了这空的坟墓。
Come and see and believe。
来看并相信。
We see with the eyes of faith。
我们要以信心的眼睛来看。
Through the sight of Scripture,
透过这个圣经的记载
，taking God at His word,
相信神的话语
，the Bible is God's word,
圣经就是神的话语
，it's not what I say,
这并不是我所讲的
，but these are the words of our Creator, the one who made you and me,
这是创造我们的主所说的话
，and He is saying to you lovingly, there is hope for you.
他以慈爱的声来向我们说
，Just as there is hope for Mary,
你有盼望。
Yeah, just as there is hope for Mary Magdalene,
就像抹大拉的玛利亚和那一位玛利亚有盼望一样。
The Christian faith is I believe, therefore I understand.
我们基督徒的信仰是这样，我相信，因此我明白。
Not I understand, therefore I believe.
不是倒转过来的。
We must put faith first.
我们先要有信心。
Then we will see the glory of God.
这样我们才能够看见上帝的荣耀。
We take God at His word.
我们相信神的话语。
We follow His wisdom.
我们由他的智慧来带领。
And you find that, how come it works?
这样我们看到很多事情行得通。
Because it's the Creator's solution.
这是我们创造主这个解决问题的方法。
We are to live by the word of God, the promises of God.
我们要照着神的应许、神的话语来活。
Not by explanations.
不是透过解释。
Even if God explained out to us, we may not be able to understand anyway.
若神向我们加以解释的话，我们不一定。都能够明白。
His thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
因为他的意念高过我们的意念。
So practically speaking, when we attend the visual service of a departed loved one, died in the Lord.
实际上，当我们参加一位信徒的追思礼拜
the resurrection of Christ teaches us an important lesson.
给我们看到基督耶稣的复活教导我们重要的功课。
We will not sorrow as others who have no hope.
我们不像他人忧伤，好像没有盼望一样。
Yes, we sorrow, but not a hopeless sorrow.
是的，我们会忧伤，但是不是没有盼望的忧伤。
It is not a goodbye, but a good night.
不是一个永别，而是一个晚安。
The Bible says, "Let us not be ignorant of them that are asleep."
我们不要为着那些已经在主里睡了的人的事情感觉无知。
We have received news of the homegoing of our sister Ayan's mother.
我们得知我们的美艳姐妹她母亲已经离世。
We know also that she's in the Lord.
我们知道她乃是在主里。
She's safe in the arms of Jesus.
她安稳在主的怀里。
We have to take these things by faith.
我们要以信心相信这样的事。
And God's comfort comes to us.
这样上帝的安慰会临到我们。
Christians sorrow with the hope that they will see their loved ones again.
我们基督徒会伤心，但带有盼望，有一天会见到我们所敬爱的。
This is our blessed hope.
这是我们有福的盼望。
This is God's comfort for Ayan's family.
这也是美艳姐妹和家人可以得到的安慰。
First Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 14 to 18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章，第十四到第十八节。
Paul applies the doctrine of the resurrection to our hearts.
保罗引用了这个复活的教义来安慰我们。
For if we, verse 14 is for First Thessalonians chapter 4 says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在基督里睡了的人，神也必将他与耶稣一同带来。
And watch this, is verse 15. It says, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or shall not go before them which are asleep."
请注意第十五节，我们现在照主的话告诉你们一件事：我们这活着还存留到主降临的人，断不能在那已经睡了的人之先。
The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the triumph of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼召的声音和天使长的声音，有神的号同虽一响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
Then we which are alive shall and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord.
以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇。这样，我们就要和主永远同在。
Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
所以，你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
If Jesus has not risen, there is no comfort.
若基督没有复活，就没有安慰。
But because Jesus has risen, we are comforted.
因为主耶稣基督已经复活了，所以我们得安慰。
Our first thought is come and see.
我们第一个分段就是来看。
Come and taste the goodness of God.
来尝上帝的恩惠。
Come and believe.
来相信。
But there is more to the Christian life than that.
但我们的这个基督徒的生活不应该超过这些事。
We are to live out what we have experienced before others.
我们要将我们所经历的活出来。
And that's why the second thought from verse 7 to 10, go and tell.
第二个思想就是去传。
Again, those words are interesting, something that we have to take note of.
这两个字去传，这两个字很有趣。
Verse 7 says, And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you.
第七节，马太福音二十八章第七节，快去告诉他们，他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且在你们以先往加利利去， 在那里你们要看见他。
The verb go is to go continually.
去，就是要常常的去。
And tell is in the imperative. It's a command for us that we are obligated by the Lord Himself for what He has done for us to go and tell.
传这个字在原文呢是一个命令式的字来的。我们有神的命令要去传。
Come and see.
来看。
Having seen and are convinced of the truth of the resurrection, they are to go quickly and tell.
那看了之后，我们要去传。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the others are sorrowing and mourning and grieving.
因为其他的人还在忧伤哀恸的情况里头。
They are in trouble without the Lord.
他因为没有主，他们面对的问题。
They are fainting, and they are as sheep without shepherd.
他们就如羊没有牧人一般。
And therefore, you see that there is good news of the living Savior for them.
这救主活着的事实是一个好的消息。
And because Jesus lives, there's no need to grieve and sorrow anymore.
我们不需要忧伤愁苦，再不需要忧伤愁苦，因为主耶稣活着。
He has gained victory over the grave for us.
他已为我们胜过了坟墓。
I remember there was a time when I was serving in the church choir.
记得以前在诗歌班侍奉的时候。
And it was in the afternoon.
在一个很安静的下午。
And it was beautiful in the room, aircon room, with the sun shining on the outside, with some trees on the outside, and we have this big glass window.
这个房间是很凉爽的，因为有冷气，从窗口可以看到阳光。
We were enjoying the singing of hymns and choruses and spiritual songs and studying the Word of God together.
我们在学习唱诗，还有我们也有一起的读经文。
And suddenly I saw a bird flying straight at us.
忽然间我看到一只飞鸟直向这个玻璃窗而飞。
The bird came flying and it hit the glass window.
它撞到这个玻璃的窗。
I was asking myself, wow.You must have seen the great blessedness of the fellowship that we were having.
他以为这只鸟要来看这个弟兄姐妹的团契有何等的善，何等的美。
And the bird hit the glass wall.
撞到这个玻璃的窗。
And I could see the bird sliding down.
我可以看到这一只鸟慢慢的掉了下去。
And it was a vivid picture for me.
这一幕使我看得很清楚。
We are enjoying the comforts of the gospel and God's blessing.
我们在福音里大有喜乐和享受。
But there is a crying multitude out there that is still without Christ.
但在外面有一群人，他们在呼叫，因为没有基督耶稣。
It convinced my wife and I to write a paper to submit to the session through an elder to begin a visitation ministry to members, visitors, and friends so as to reach out to others.
这一幕使我和我的太太有这感动，要写一封信给教会的长子们，请求他们开始一个探访的工作。
Is the Lord burdening your heart to do something for Him?
请问神是否在你身上给你一个负担，在某一方面来侍奉他？
Do yield to him.
请要顺服他。
Go quickly and tell.
赶快的去传。
And there's two things that we want to notice about the telling of the news.
报告这件好消息里头呢，我们要来看两件事情。
In verse 8 and 9.
马太福音第二十八章第八和第九节。
They were told from the hearts of great reverence and joy and worship.
他们是从心里的敬拜、欢乐和敬畏来说出这些话。
There was a burning love for the Lord in their hearts.
在他们心里一个热爱上帝的心。
Because they saw the resurrected Christ.
因为他们见到已经复活的主。
That was the first love that the Apostle John speaks about when he spoke to the Ephesian church.
这也是使徒约翰向以弗所教会所提到的这起初的爱心。
Verse 8 says, And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And they went to tell his disciples, and behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail.
妇人们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕，又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。
You can see there was a great reverence, there was great fear and great joy and worship in the hearts of the people.
所以我们可以看到这一群人他们心里的感受，一方面害怕，但又欢喜的，带着敬畏的心来敬拜。
In particular, Mary Magdalene.
特别是莫大拉的玛利亚。
Jesus greet them.
耶稣，向他们说话。
It's a common greeting. All hail. It means rejoice.
那说话说愿你们平安。
And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him.
他们就上前来抱住他的脚拜他。
How can we be energized for the work of the gospel unless we are convinced and we are convicted in our hearts of the truth of the resurrection?
除非我们很相信，这真理的这个复活的真实。
Mary,
我们才有力量来做主的工。
Mary and the other Mary saw the resurrected Christ.
玛利亚和其他的玛利亚看见了耶稣，复活的耶稣。
We see this morning through Mary Magdalene's eyes this record of her witness.
我们透过莫大拉玛利亚的眼神，也同样的目睹了。这个复活的事实。
You can never speak of Christ powerfully with a cold heart.
我们不能够以冷漠的心来传讲基督的大能。
Mary's heart was burning for the Lord.
我们看到莫大拉玛利亚的心是火热的。
Our witnessing should flow from a heart that is full of love.And thankfulness.
我们要以爱、感恩的心来见证主。
It should be a witnessing with joy and worship.
同时是带着喜乐而敬拜的心。
That's why we come to church.
就是这个原因，我们来到教堂。
That's why we come for prayer meeting.
参加祷告会。
That's why we read the Bible.
阅读圣经。
That's why we pray.
一起的祷告
，in order to warm our hearts with the news，
使我们透过这复活的消息得到火热的心。
This order cannot be reversed。
这个次序不能够颠倒。
If you have not been spending time with the Lord，
若你没有常常在主里头
，you are not meditating upon God and His promises and His word， how can your heart be warm？
若你没有默想神的话语，你的心如何？你的心如何是火热的呢？
And so, you see here that Mary Magdalene was a witness, and she was a witness who told or who witnessed with great reverence and joy and worship.
我们看到莫大拉的玛利亚是耶稣复活的见证人，她也以火热的心和爱来见证主的复活。
That's how she went and tell.Jesus Christ, the risen Savior.
他以这样的心来见证主的死和复活。
Perhaps that's what's wrong with our witnessing.
Why
our hearts are cold.
我们的心很冷淡，因此我们的这个传福音呢也没有力量。
Because we have lost the joy of Christ's death and resurrection.
因为我们没有因着耶稣的死而复活得到大的喜乐。
What we need to do?
我们要如何行呢？
As the hymn writer Isaac Watts says, when I survey the wondrous cross.
就像一位诗歌的作者 Isaac Watts 他所说的，当我思想奇妙十字架。
This was what he did. He spent time with the Lord.
他用时间来等候主。
God spoke to him.
所以神向他说话。
God's life came to him.
所以神的生命来到他的生命。
And that life he was able to give it to the people around him.
就是因为他有神的生命，所以他能够将他的生命付出给他人。
And the second thing that we want to see about the telling of the news is that it gave great authority to the church.
这耶稣复活的事实使到教会得权柄。
Verse 10 says, Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me.
马太福音第二十八章第十节，耶稣对他们说，不要怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
What did they see when they saw Jesus in Galilee?
在加利利的时候他们见到什么呢？
They received the Great Commission.
他们得到这个大使命。
The first commandment of Christ to the church.
就是主耶稣给教会的一个大第一个大使命。
This command that he gave to you and I.
也是给我们的大使命。
To go into the world.
要到全世界。
Go and tell.
去传。
This is the church authority because they have seen the resurrected Christ.
我们教会有这权柄，因为我们知道并有耶稣复活的大能。
The resurrection gives authority to the church witness in the world.
教会的权柄是来自主耶稣基督的复活。
If you read the Acts of the Apostles,
在使徒行传里头
after Pentecost.
在这个五旬节后
When the Spirit of God came upon the people of God,
当圣灵降在他子民的身上
What did they do?
他们做什么呢？
They preached the resurrected Christ.
我们看到他们传主耶稣基督的复活。
This is homework for you.
这是我们应该做的，我们的功课。
Let us read the book of Acts.
我们要来阅读《使徒行传》这本书。
And see how the men of God, after they tarried with God in prayer,at their prayer meeting in the upper room, were fired by the Spirit of God to turn the world right side up.
我们要来看这一群属乎神的人，他们在楼上一组在一起的时候，他们所得到的力量去传福音，使到这个罪恶的世界能够悔改过来。
You know that this is the truth by the way the apostles live their lives after they see the resurrected Christ.
神的主耶稣的门徒看到耶稣的复活后，他们的生命有了很大的改变。
They all burn out for him.
我们看到他们完全的为主燃烧了。
Even receiving a martyr's death.
愿意为主的福音而殉道。
They knew clearly in their hearts.
因为他们在心里清楚地知道
Absent in the body is present with the Lord.
因为若不在这身体里头呢，是永远的与主同在。
There is no fear in
their hearts. 所以在他们的心里没有恐惧
But faith.
但信心
And courage and strength to declare the truth.
胆量来传讲这个福音。
And this is what we are doing this morning.
这就是我们今早所要做的。
Rehearsing the truth of scripture together.
就是我们要来重复圣经所记载的。
Why are we doing this?
为什么我们如此做呢？
So that our hearts may be revived.
使到我们的心得复兴。
So that we may go forth as his witnesses.
到外面做他的这个见证人。
Leading souls to Christ is the greatest job on earth.
在这世上最大的工作就是要 传福音，领灵魂来归向耶稣。
For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul?
人就是赚了全世界，赔上自己的灵魂，有什么益处呢？
Few things in the Christian life bring more joy than to see someone's life transformed by the gospel.
有几样的事情使我们的心得到大的喜乐，其中的一样就是看到他人的生命因信了耶稣有大的改变。
To see the life of these people transformed as a result of their acquaintance, their relationship with the living Savior.
因为他们与耶稣有了关系，所以他们的生命有了大改变。
And yet, oftentimes, Easter is a time where it will just pass us by and we are unmoved. Nothing done.
很可惜的，很多复活节就这样的过去，我们仍然无动于衷。
Too many believers today are apathetic.
因为很多信徒麻木不仁。
They show little or no feeling or emotion at all.
他们没有情感，
Callous,
他们冷漠。
Callous and preoccupied with self.
没有关心，专注自己。
And are indifferent about the perishing souls around them.
对世上的灵魂非常的冷漠。
We are happy with the status quo.
我们很高兴处状现况。
And we don't want anything to upset our carefully laid plans.
我们不要什么事情来干涉我们已经计划好的事。
May this text help us to think differently.
愿这段的经文使我们能够再来思考。
Over the past few weeks,
过去的几个星期，
I've sent out invitation to several blocks of flats with another brother in Christ.
我与另一位弟兄到邻里的这个主屋发传单。
Both for our meetings and the gospel, Tamil gospel rally tonight.
为着我们的聚会，还有今晚我们丹米尔文部的福音会发传单。
Co-laboring with our Tamil pastor and brethren.
我们是要与我们丹米尔文部的牧师同工。
And I saw that there are so many families in the neighborhood here who need the gospel.
看到邻里的居民需要福音。
Some of them we spoke to were interested.
有的他们对福音有一些的兴趣。
And we pray that they are here this morning.
希望今天他们能够来到我们当中。
But there are so many other blocks.
还有很多很多的主屋。
Our ROFs are working tirelessly to bring them in.
我们的传福音小组 ROF 他们不断的在传讲这个福音。
The field is white to harvest.
这个圣经告诉我们庄稼已经熟了。
Who will go?
谁愿意去呢？
It takes slightly more than an hour to go from house to house, from the highest floor, you work all the way down.
要到一座的主屋，派这个传单，从最顶楼到下面，可需将近一个小时的时间。
The newspaper also informed us recently that there will be a northern waterfront city here in Woodlands.
这个报章告诉我们，这乌兰区呢正在发展中。
Recreational developments in our neighborhood will begin, we were told, when the prison is cleared, when the prison nearby is cleared.
在附近，在教堂的附近，有一座的监牢，不久之后就要拆除。
In the next 10 years, Woodlands will be expanded so that there will be more souls within our neighborhood.
在10年之后，我们会看到在乌兰这个地方会 有增加的，居民的增加。
Isn't it exciting to know such a prospect?
这样将来的事情呢，不是给我们带来这个很有挑战性的事情。
But what are we doing about it?
那我们在做些什么呢？
The day is coming when we can work no more.
有一天我们不能够再做工了。
Come and see.
请你来看。
Having seen, dear brethren, we are to go quickly and tell.
看了之后我们要去传。
Because Jesus lives, life is worth the living.
因为基督活着，生命是值得活下去的。
When Jesus comes, he will bring his reward with him. Reward every faithful servant.
当耶稣来的时候，所有忠心的仆人都要得到赏赐。
Mary Magdalene stands at the beginning of the train to receive her reward.
在这人群排队当中呢，我们看到抹大拉的玛利亚将会在前面。
May we go forth with our strength renewed.
愿我们重新得力出去。
Let us do with our might what our hands find to do.
用我们的双手努力的工作。
Serve him while he gives us strength.
当他还赐我们力量的时候，侍奉他。愿主帮助我们。我们来做个结束的祷告。亲爱的天父，我们今早从这个复活的记载看到有安慰的话语，有警戒的话语，也有这个命令。主啊，让我们能够做行道的人，求主帮助我们。 Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that from the records of the resurrection story, all we are encouragedThere are also words of caution. There are also challenges for us. I pray that we will be doers of your word. Bless the message into our hearts. In Jesus' name, I pray. 奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。 Amen.